This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Really, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, and I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air and in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate you being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, if you would. You know, and again, I really appreciate when you're involved, when you're engaged, when you're making comment. Seriously. So, you know, if you're not involved, if you're not engaged, if you're going to just be a party line, this may not be the show for you. Right? No, I'm not joking. I'm serious. But, you know, when you... If you're just going to, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, I don't know if the Green Party has a party line or whatever. But if that's what you're going to do, you're just a drone. You're just a follower. You're not really a leader at that point. And you need to be a leader. And the way you do that, I can't believe I'm, the way you be a leader, seriously, is get away from Facebook, push yourself away, you know, I mean, look it, I get it, we're trying to get a message out, I get all that stuff, okay, great, wonderful. But you heard her a minute ago, you heard Dr. Bridget, don't spend 5 hours on Facebook, or 3 hours even, or 2 hours, you want to check out pictures of the grandkids? That's one thing. But to get on there and track everybody down, that you're going to teach them a lesson, alright, here's a question for you. Raise your hand. Okay? Raise your hand if you, through Facebook, through an argument, was ever able to get somebody to change their mind. I'm waiting. I don't see any hands up. Right? It's almost impossible because people on Facebook, you know, for the most part, they've got their mind made up. Some of them are on there just because they want, you know, just want to see the grandkids' pictures, nieces, nephews, other family members. That's cool. That's good. I mean, that truly was the original intent, and then it went down to the dark side, right? You know? And then we get on, what is it, Twitter and these other places. Again, we go down the dark side, because your information is just coming from those places. So if you really want to make a difference, you really want to be a fighter, get up, get off of your butt, okay? And pick something, pick somewhere, pick a project that you want, that you like, and go out and make a difference. I mean, why, for some of you that have been in my chat room and such, and again, if this is not you, then it's not for you, right? But some of you are in the chat room, you're furious, out of your mind furious about the what are the drag queen readers for the kids, right? Well, let me ask you a question. Have you gone to read to the kids? Because they don't get to read to the kids just because they're drag queens. Schools are always looking for people to go read the kids, read stories to kids. I mean, can you imagine? Well, they probably wouldn't let them in nowadays. But, I mean, can you imagine, a fighter pilot, you know, going in and reading a story about the military or, you know, whatever. I don't know. I mean, a theater person going in maybe and even reading a story to the kids. It's a whole different animal. So why not go in there and you know, read stories about the kids, read historic stories about the kids, or to the kids, I'm sorry. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So it's kind of one of the things that I'm seeing happen more and more and more. I, as a school board member, I will get some complaints from some of the people, our friends on the right, that will, they're upset about a class or a situation or what have you. They're upset that there's a class that's been approved or an after-school activity that's been approved that is 180 degrees from what they think, and they're worried that their kids are going to get, you know, sucked into it or whatever. Well, here's my suggestion at this point in time, and not just for the people I know, but for everybody out there who are concerned about some of the things going on at those schools. Teach them to push back. All right? Teach your kids to push back. Teach your kids to properly fight back. How to say no, how they say they won't partake of something. How learn, you know, these kids have smartphones. They're texting all over the place like crazy. When they're challenged in school on something that isn't quite what they feel like they should have to do, text mom or text dad and let them know what's going on. That's what you need to do. If there's a class or if there's a teacher that has happened, I've seen it happen. I've had kids send me information on it where a teacher is going off on Donald Trump in a math class, not an English class, not a social studies class or even a history class for 5 minutes or 6 minutes or 7 minutes. It's not acceptable. Have your child get up and walk out. I would have said the same thing. I know some of you guys are going to go nuts, but I would have said the same thing about Obama. You have got to put these rules up, or you've got to put these foundations up, and we can't let them cross. And you have to teach your kids how to push back. Right? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's teach our kids how to be stronger. I mean, I've talked to Dr. Bridges. I've talked to plenty of people about this. Our kids, they're not able to handle adversity. Not like we did, and definitely not like our parents. Help your kids become stronger mentally, physically. That doesn't mean you're making them stronger to fight. You're making them stronger to handle adversity in their life. Joe Messina, your host, will be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you it's short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
You know, this is one of my favorite songs, but not for the reasons you probably think. Because I know there's a bunch of my trollers out there listening to the show. They hate this kind of music, and not the genre or the time or what have you, but it's so sexist. I can't believe you would allow that music on your show. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Be part of the conversation, part of the solution, if you would. You know what I'm saying? And I mean that sincerely. Don't do the party line thing. I know I keep saying it. Some of you are going, okay, we got it. We'll leave you alone. We got it. We don't got it. But don't do the party line thing. Get informed. Get engaged. Get involved. Make a difference. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Yeah, I just like doing the crazy stuff.
I love the, you know, as you guys know by now, I really do like the crazy stories. The reason is that nobody believes them. So Pennsylvania University is hosting an event. What's new? It's aimed at both decolonize Thanksgiving and educate students about the myths of Thanksgiving, along with, you know, serving decolonial cuisine on campus. I don't know. Students at Indiana University of Pennsylvania, they're invited to decolonize Thanksgiving on Thursday at a table hosted by the Native American Awareness Council and sponsored by the school's social equity and Title IX office. The function encourages students to decolonize your Thanksgiving and to go beyond the harmful pilgrims and Indians narrative of the first Thanksgiving. Go beyond the harmful pilgrims and Indians? I love this. And I'm not even talking about the pictures that you see or the fake stories that you read. If you really do a little history, you do a little homework, you find out it wasn't exactly as was taught to us. But that's okay. You know what I mean? It's okay. The event is part of the Native American Awareness Council celebration of National Native Heritage Month on IUP's campus. Right, stories told about Thanksgiving often perpetuate harmful stereotypes and racism. I don't get it. Really, seriously. They sit down to a meal together. The pilgrims give, and again, they weren't, don't believe the stories that this was all a God thing. We're going to sit down and give God the thing. It's not what it was all about. And I'll do more on the story when we get closer to Thanksgiving. Okay? I have a whole Thanksgiving show I love to do. The event description also encourages students and faculty to focus on common values, generosity, gratitude, community, and good food. You know, isn't it interesting that the left, the far left, I want you to think about something. They need to attack every single institution and tradition in U.S. history or else they failed or something. I don't know. I mean everything. Think about it. You know, Columbus, Thanksgiving, you know, any of the, I saw this, I'm trying to be nice about it. I saw this person, I was going through some of his stuff, and he's got the Farce of July picture up on his website, on his Facebook page. Because he hates everything about America. I mean, he's a recipient of the generosity of us, of the U.S., okay, the reason he has the freedoms to be the jackwagon he is because of where he lives. And yet, he does things like the fist pump, you know, because he's in line with Colin Kaepernick, a man that makes $16 million a year and thinks he's being oppressed. Right? And what these people don't realize, you know the fist pump that they do? I don't know if you guys know that, but originally, that was the hand, the Sicilian hand of the mafia. It did not have a positive outlook or a positive idea behind it. There will be copies of the suppressed speech of the Wamsutta James, Abigail Adams, the chairperson for IUP's Native American Awareness Council, said that we have a poster that addresses the myth of Thanksgiving with quotes from Native scholars and activists. Adams also stated that the Carey House, a two-spirit Navajo scholar who had hosted a lecture on campus in 2017 about Native two-spirits and is labeled as a presenter of social justice for the LGBTQ2 and the cultural environment issues, will also be at a table to offer the Native perspective of Thanksgiving. Think about that. I mean, everything. Or anything that's traditional, the left has to tromp on. In addition, the NAACP, the Society Social Equality and Title IX Office, will hold a concurrent event throughout the week titled Decolonial Cuisine Celebration. I'm seeing these little windows pop up. Here's the bottom line with this. I'm going to go right back to what I said before. They have to ruin everything. Have any of you seen that show, Adam Ruins Everything or something like that, where he goes through, you know, not just tradition, but certain things, certain processes in this country, you know, whether it's the justice system or the legal system or what have you. And I've been noticed that in the last, I used to watch it because he was pretty right on with a lot of the things that he was discussing. But somehow this has all got turned around. And every time I see the show, his show, there's a social justice twist, a social justice narrative. I don't know why. Maybe because this is, now that the show is popular, they think they can, you know, push this stuff, shove this stuff down your throats and get you to believe it all. Ain't going to work for me. Might for you, but it ain't going to work for me. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation. And be part of the conversation. That's the only way you're going to become part of the solution, seriously. When we come back from the break, I don't know if you know this, but the Ukrainian foreign minister says that the aid and the probe were not linked. So apparently we have another Ukrainian liar. Isn't it, I want you to think about something during the break. Isn't it interesting? Come on, think about this. Isn't it interesting that the Democrats are willing to believe the corrupt Ukrainian leaders from the last administration, and they totally blow off with those in the new administration, the new Ukrainian administration, who are truly trying to clean up Ukraine. They're trying to get rid of the corruption. Why do you think that is? Maybe it's just in their DNA. I don't know. I'm putting the question out for you to answer. Show me your house. Listen to the Real Side of GCN Live. Come on back. A lot more crazy stuff we'll be talking about. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
But based on the poll numbers, the people of this country aren't buying it. You see it, because we're going up and they're going down. Let's keep it going for a while.
President Trump holding his first rally since the impeachment inquiry hearing getting underway. The president speaking in Bossier City, Louisiana.
So we don't have rights to lawyers. We don't have rights to anything. We don't have rights to... It's the most incredible thing. But you know what? By them being so ridiculous, people see we've been taken away. Our due process has been taken away. But here's what we have. We have truth. We have the fact that everything is absolutely perfect. Perfect.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow down 1.5, the NASDAQ down 3, the S&P 500 up 2.5 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully to the best offer you're going to get. One of the best assets on earth. Okay, so we all know we live in a world of political turmoil and financial deception that stretches from Wall Street to Europe to Beijing, which are all like bubbles searching for a pin right now. With one exception, gold and silver, which have held their value over history better than any other asset class on earth ever. So here's my irresistible offer to show you how committed I am to protecting your financial future. I've asked my sponsor, Swiss America, to virtually give you one of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted, below their cost for just $18.50 each, delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling now 800-630-2158. Write it down, 800-630-2158. One of the most popular precious metal coins ever minted for $18.50, 800-630-2158, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Anybody care about what I want?
I do.
Shut up. Get out.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
I still say the same thing. I am always amazed. I'm just always amazed at the fact that every time I hear that song, right? I think of Corey Duncan. I know he's listening. He's going to kill me later. I think of Corey Duncan. He's a very big man. I don't mean like he's fat. That's not what I mean at all. He's a large fella. And I just can't even imagine him in a pair. Those aren't cargo pants. Those are like parachute pants, right? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really, really, really appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air, in the chat room, and texting, and tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Some of you see me. I know you're not just listening, but you're seeing it. You see me look over my shoulder. I got a TV there that said breaking news, but it really wasn't breaking news. Anyhow, you know, some of you are reeling a little bit from the shooting today in Saugus, California. We all are here. You know, prayers to the parents who lost loved ones. You know, we're hoping we can get to the bottom of this pretty quick. I wish some wouldn't go political with it so fast. I mean, not at all, but if you're going to go political with it, can you wait? Wouldn't it be great if you just wait? Let it calm down. Let's get some facts in. Ukrainian foreign minister says that the aid and the probe were not linked. For these guys, they just won't stop lying for Trump, will they? No, seriously, think about it. The Dems keep saying, we have proof of this. I mean, I got to tell you, Shifty Schiff, got to love the guy. It's gotten to the point now, this is what's so great about this. It's gotten to the point now where whatever he says, translated to 180 degrees of what he says, and that's the true story. It's how it always works out. Representative Jim Jordan tweeted a breaking Reuters story that most certainly goes against the Democrat Party narrative on impeachment, right? He said the Ukrainian foreign minister, Vadim, yeah, I'm not even going to try. We'll just say the Ukrainian foreign minister verified what we already knew. He says, I've never seen a direct relationship between investigations and security assistance. So, he reiterated that there was nothing there. Another nothing. This is a double nothing burger, isn't it? Without bacon.
The Ukrainian foreign minister, Vladimir, he verified that we already knew. He said, I've never seen a direct relationship between investigations and security assistance. Earlier in the day, Speaker Nancy Pelosi made the provocative claim that what the President Trump has done makes what Nixon did look almost small. Well, I got news for you. What Nixon did based on what Obama and Hillary and the rest of them did was small. They'll never say that. I mean, the email server thing alone, the classified emails that flew all over the place. She said that what President Trump has done on the record in the terms of acting to advantage his, a foreign power, to help him in his own election, and of the obstruction of information about that, the cover-up, makes what Nixon did look almost small. Can't even understand what she said. You know, what is his name? Shifty Schiff was pushing a bribery thing. And I didn't pay much attention to it because everything he says is a lie anyhow. Right? I don't believe anything he says. So he starts pushing his bribery narrative, and I'm thinking to myself, isn't bribery, listen carefully, when you take your money or something that somebody wants, right, you give it to somebody else so that you get a benefit from it, maybe more money, property, whatever. So President Trump, although this isn't true, was going to hold up aid to them to strengthen their military, which somehow was supposed to help us. If you really want to dig into that, we can. That really wouldn't help us that much. Makes them feel better about themselves. Until he did an investigation on Joe Biden and his son. Although he never said to investigate Joe Biden and his son. When they talk about the corruption of 2000, I thought that's what all this 3 years of investigating was about. Was to find out how the Russians, and then we found out later on it wasn't the Russians, it was the Ukrainians, how they were involved in the 2016 election. So if President Trump was looking to find an answer, why are they upset? I'm just asking. I'm curious. Ukraine's Foreign Minister Vandim, I mean, he said that that the U.S. Ambassador Gordon Sondland did not explicitly link military aid to Kiev with opening an investigation into former Vice President Joe Biden and his son. That's according to the Ukrainian report newspaper. You know, Trump and his allies, his people, they were accused by the Democrats of opposing or freezing nearly $400 million in security aid because they were trying to pressure the President Volodymyr Zelensky. I'm lousy with these names, to open investigations into Biden. But here's the thing. That president said that it didn't happen. So, come on, follow me here. Go down the list. Every single time that the Democrats have said something has happened, that this is the way it played out, this is the way it was, we can just go recent with the whistleblower and all that. The people actually involved, the president of the country, the ambassador to the country, they've said, no, that's not how it went down. That's not what it is. And the Democrats say, well, you lied. You must have lied, right? We heard Castro the other night leading one of the witnesses all around the place and still couldn't get the answer he was looking for. He even put the words in their mouth and they wouldn't say it. I mean, they're falling apart everywhere. This is not a surprise, if you would. Ambassador Sondland did not tell us, and certainly did not tell me, about the connection between the assistance and the investigations. You should ask him, Prestako said about the ambassador. So even though these people are opening their mouths to say it wasn't us, it didn't happen that way, no, there was never a request for A, B, and C, the Democrats sit back and go, yes, there was. Or yes, there is, if you would. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time you're spending with us. All right, so this is a fun one. Well, I don't know if it's fun. Definitely disgusting. You know, San Francisco, I don't know what happened to them. I have no idea what happened to that beautiful city. Well, I do have an idea, but they deny it.
I'm surprised that San Francisco hasn't tried to blame their woes on Republicans other than President Trump, because it is his problem. It's always his fault. We already know that. Police are not needed in San Francisco anymore. Laws, while approved, are no longer enforced or needed. So laws that the legislators have put on the books, the DA has decided he is not going to enforce them. Currently, the theft of items valued under $950 gets you a warning from the cops. Hey, don't do that again. So you could steal, you could do anything. You could steal a gun out of a cabinet at a house. Most of them are under $1,000. You could fill up your, grocery basket, run out of the store. Most of them aren't going to stop you. And if the cops catch you, they're just going to tell you not to do it again. Maybe they'll help you put the groceries in your cabinet. Right? Human feces, the city will clean it up. Drugs? What would you like? We'll look the other way. I mean, think about this. That's exactly what they're saying. And I said this the other night. I said, this is how out of touch with reality the far left M's are. They are, they already have in some places, but they have got injection sites, clean injection sites, provides needles and antiseptics and all that other stuff. So that you can go in there on city property and shoot up illegal drugs that are controlled by the feds, that they have a right to control. And it's just California. See, California is like that spoiled brat 17-year-old that you have as a teenager. They want to break the rules, do what they want to do, and then hit you up for gas money. Hit you up for the money they blow. Hit you up when they can't pay their phone bill. They get mad, they smash up their phone, they want you to replace the phone for them. This is what San Francisco, this is what California is like, actually. Now under the leadership of the new DA, one on the basis of his parents' reputation, they're revolutionary murderers in prison for life, so far about 40 years. Now the safe of drugs that won't get any attention of the cops. I mean, if you have, imagine the cops walking into your house and you've got stolen goods in there and they don't add up to $950, they're just going to look at you and go, well, hey, don't do that again. God, maybe we should move to San Francisco. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with us. Look, you know, this is, I just find this, all of this so amusing when it comes to how people are approaching the stuff that's going on in San Francisco. You know, they have crap maps for San Francisco. They have people urinating in the streets in San Francisco. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city. And yet the only thing that people want to, the only thing these guys want to work on is to find ways that you can shoot up and poop and pee and do all kinds of illegal stuff in the streets. I mean, think about this. You have a city. I mean, if you want to talk about anarchy, you have a city that approves of the following. Ripping people off up to $950. Stores, homes, whatever. And you get a slap on the wrist. Poop pooping in the streets. Yeah, you won't get a ticket for that either. You just call it indecent exposure, but whatever. Peeing in the streets. That's okay, too, now. If you find the right place, you can actually shoot up with illegal federal substances. I guess the state feels like the feds have no right to say anything. So, I mean, I just find all of this amazing. I really do. And when I look at what the sale, I mean, they do it to themselves. And some of you have written me in the past, you're mad at me for saying stuff like, you get what you deserve. You voted for these people. I didn't. I would have never voted for these people. But you voted for these people, and you get what you deserve at this point in time. Especially when we're talking about the streets. Remember that old show, The Streets of San Francisco? Nothing like this, is it? Or was it? But when you talk about the streets of San Francisco, beautiful place. And now, like I said, the new DA there said that they won't be prosecuting. So why would... See, here's the thing. People say, well, it's not a big deal. He's just not going to prosecute it. Well, why would cops stop them? Why would they give them tickets? Why would they try to bring them in? It's not going to get prosecuted. Why waste the time? I mean, think about that. A cop could walk around the corner or drive up the street, and you're relieving yourself. Front door, back end, doesn't really much matter. And they won't do anything to you. Right? I mean, I'm wondering, so when you flash somebody, will they arrest you then? I mean, that's kind of what you're doing. You drop your drawers in the street and go to the bathroom. No, I know this sounds kind of crazy, but I want you to think about what they're saying. You can do all this stuff in the streets and it's fine. Right? Crimes such as public camping, offering or soliciting sex, public urination, blocking a sidewalk, all of those should not and will not be prosecuted according to the new DA. Right? And if you think about that, the pee problem could get worse. I mean, seriously. Chelsea Bowden, the urine and feces plague city's incoming district attorney, pledged during the campaign not to prosecute public urination or any other quality of life crimes. What the heck is a anybody know what a quality of life crime is? So peeing and pooping in the street and shooting up, that must be some kind of quality of life crime. Unreal. We will not prosecute cases involved quality of life crimes, crimes such as public camping, offering, soliciting of sex, blah, 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 blah. It goes through the whole thing. Right? Should not and will not be prosecuted. Now, that was in response to a questionnaire he got from the American Civil Liberties Union. Many of these crimes are still being prosecuted. We have a long way to go to decriminalize poverty and homeless. Nobody wants to criminalize being homeless. Or having no money. That's not the point. That doesn't give you the right to pee or poop in the street. Listen, if I have money in my pocket, will I have the right to do that? Or will I be prosecuted? I got to ask. Just question. So he didn't return any of the phone calls to some of the news outlets for a response. But Bodine's parents, or I think that's his name, Bodine, his parents were members of the Weather Underground. Remember them? The domestic terrorist group? He was raised in Chicago by the Weather Underground leaders Bill Ayers and Bernadine Dorn. That's after his parents were sent to prison on murder charges while he was a toddler. That's according to NBC News, so that must be true. Right? He said, now in a moment of... In fundamentally transforming our racist and broken criminal justice system by ending mass incarceration. What's really funny is President Trump was the first one to really take a swipe at that big time. Right? The one that the Democrats put in place under Clinton. And no fanfare by the Dems. So Bernie Sanders, what do you think what he's saying here? Right? He doesn't give the president any kudos
for passing the law that fundamentally does transform the criminal justice system. But yet he does give kudos to a guy that says, I'm just going to ignore the law. I'm going to break the law. I'm going to ignore it. I'm not going to do anything. That's okay by Bernie. Isn't that wonderful? Seriously. Man, we have so lost it. I mean, for those of you who believe in God, can you see God going, why did I do this? Right? Why did I do this? Why do I put up with these people? Well, that's what I'd be saying anyway. Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. So I guess for the next few days, we're going to have to be assaulted, if you would, by all of these impeachment. Now, can you call them trials? I wouldn't call them trials. Inquiries, inquisitions. We're getting close. I mean, the Democrats, nothing is panning out for them. My fear with the Democrats, though, my fear with them at this point in time is, you know, a wounded animal gets pretty vicious, doesn't it? One that's cornered and hurt and wounded. It's probably pretty problematic. My fear is that they're going to get they'll get more diabolical. They'll become more out there. They're willing to do more to hang this president and anybody that supports him. When do we stop them? That would be my question. You know, I was talking about this the other night in the show and looking at the numbers. Trumpers don't go out in primaries. Why not? You need to go out and drag five people with you. These primaries are going to be extremely important. These primaries are going to be a big deal to make sure that Trump gets the support that he needs to get the things. Look, if we vote him in, if Trump gets back in and he doesn't have the Senate and he doesn't have the Congress, by decent numbers, we're done. He won't be able to get anything done. He's going to sit there and twiddle his fingers for 4 years. Now, he may do a whole bunch of stuff through executive orders. But it's not really the way we want to do it. We want to do it the right way. We want Congress to pass the laws. We want the Senate to pass the laws. We want to get the president's desk whether it has bipartisan support at that point doesn't matter because they're never going to support him. You guys already know that. We don't have to beat our brains out with this, right? You already know that he's not going to support. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. As many of you know, why did that do that? As many of you know, we were one of the first to break that Katie Hill story. And we'll just say it's caused some problems, some aggravation. I'm going to leave it at that. And I would love for you to help out a little bit. And you can do it one of two ways. But I prefer you go to therealside.com/HelpJoe. Therealside.com/HelpJoe. And you can read about it. You can read what's going on. And you can decide whether to help me or not. You know, talking to a couple of my other conservative buddy friends, it's great that you're on Facebook and it's great that you are doing things to help the cause, if you would. But there's a lot of us on the front lines that are fighting. And when they hit us like this, when they hit some of these other guys, including myself like this, we need help. So this is a time when I don't, you know what, I hate this. I hate doing this. My wife will tell you how much I hate it. I don't want to ask for help. I want to be able to do it alone. I want me and God to be able to do it and you guys come along. Well, maybe you're the God to help us. I don't know. But check it out, therealside.com/HelpJoe. Therealside.com/HelpJoe. And it'll give you all the information you need to there that you need to help out, whether it's $5, $2, $500, I take any amount of money. But again, thank you for being with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved about it. Remember, it just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222 to sign up for the text messaging. God bless and have a great rest of the day.